Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're right. 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our good friend Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike Strain.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's almost Turkey Day. It's time to start sampling the dressing, right?
Yeah, you
get everything together
right
today for a huge feast tomorrow, family and friends. Look, this is one of my favorite holidays. Of course, it's a good eating holiday, right? It's time to celebrate. It's good to be home, and it's good to be, I'll see, you know, my extended family, all my rowdy cousins are coming to town, so it's going to be a good time on Strain Farms.
The rowdy half is coming?
Oh, and the other half, too. They're all coming.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they balance each other out. Let me get to this real quick, Mike. You know, I get the market bulletin, and you sent me a subscription to this, and I appreciate it. Louisiana Department of Agriculture, Culture and Forestry Market Bulletin, which is a great read. But right on the front page, it says, feed thy neighbor. And I think that's important. Talk about that, if you will, please, about food.
It's very, very important. You know, and one of the things, and we talk about every day, is fundamental duty of mankind is to feed the world. Mm-hmm. And when you start looking at what we can do to help, you know, the food banks, that's a huge deal. And the food banks, their needs are growing. The food banks serve those that are not on government assistance, those that are falling through the cracks. We work very hard to assist with that. Also at the farmers markets, you know, we have the seniors farmer market assistance programs. But also when you look at everything that we can do, you know, anything you can do to assist in the food banks, donating food, that goes a huge, huge way. And if you ever have time, volunteer just for a few hours at a food bank and see what's going on. But and by that same light, I've been traveling quite a bit, working where we can continue to grow and export food to the world, our world neighbors. And agriculture is the greatest form of diplomacy. And there's a growing need for food. And that's a huge deal. And right now here in America, there are more people than we realize that are struggling to put food on their table. And we've got to do everything in our power to help that. We've got to stabilize our food prices. But no one in this country should go hungry. And again, help feed thy neighbor.
Mike, one thing I wanted to talk to you about as well, and we'll talk about Louisiana table in a second. But when it comes to tariffs, now, you know, we're going to talk about tariffs in a little bit. And I don't care if it's President Trump or President Biden. I'm all for American manufacturing. I'm all for helping out local people. People also have to be able to afford the stuff that they eat and drink and all that stuff. Tell me about, you're a smart man, Mike, and you're involved in agriculture. Hell, you're the commissioner of the department. Tell me about tariffs, when they work, when they don't.
Well, tariffs are really designed to level a playing field. If you have tariffs for your product going into a country, then you should have equivalent tariffs to level the playing field, so that you have access to those markets. Mm-hmm. Now, retaliatory tariffs, when you put tariff on an import because they have a tariff on a different export, that's different. That can disrupt the overall economies. And so we have to be very careful. Tariffs can be an important tool if the other countries aren't playing fair, mm-hmm, with their trade agreements. You know, if you have an imbalance of trade and a severe imbalance because they have rules that you don't have, and it makes it where you just can't compete in their market, then a tariff put in place basically to try to level those playing fields. So we have to be very, very, very careful so that we don't cause a market disruption that, at the end of the day, lowers the value of the commodities we're trying to sell overseas.
So you don't, I guess it would be like you don't just hose the entire yard. You got to look at what part needs water and what part doesn't? Would that be accurate?
Well, that's right. They are used strategically. Again, I'll give you a for instance. Okay. We talk about seafood. You know, the majority of seafood consumed in the United States outside Louisiana, right, is imported. And so when you look at if India or another country is dumping seafood at below cost and they're supplementing their producers, then there needs to be a tariff to put on that particular product, whether it's cherries that are now going to the East Coast from China or, you know, or shrimp coming from India, then to level the playing field, to level the value. So don't dump product here. And one of the things we have to look at, if you look at China's new directive is that they are going to start massively manufacturing everything, meaning they will be importing raw commodities, making products, and then dumping them onto foreign markets. Mm-hmm. And so that's their new initiative. Well, we got to make sure that they don't send those products here below our cost of production to dominate our market and put our people out of business, whatever widget we're talking about, whatever it is. But for commodities, you know, many countries will send products here, you know, below our cost of production, and often below their cost of production, because their government will supplement the producers of that and then want to dump and dominate our market. And the tariff is there to say, okay, no, we're going to level the playing field.
And much like a big box store running out of mom and pop, and then all you got to do, the only people you have to do business with is a big box store, they can charge whatever they want at that point.
That's correct. And the other part of that, you have to you realize if we lose our ability to feed, clothe, and provide for our needs here in America, we'll be at the mercy of those other countries. Just as you recall, you and I can recall the fuel shortage when we couldn't get fuel.
Yep.
Right? I mean, there was no fuel to buy at the stations because we came so dependent on foreign oil. And now we're the largest producer of oil in the world.
I was a little bitty baby boy, Mike, but I remember my parents telling me about it. Let's just go with that, okay?
Unfortunately, I remember it very well. You know, you would, based on your last name, in other words, where you were in the alphabet, you could buy gas every other day if you could find it. Only 5 gallons. People couldn't get to work. It brought this country to its knees.
I remember it clearly, Mike. I was just lying about my age. Let's take
a break. Okay.
I remember not being able to go on a date because I couldn't get gas. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, on those rare occasions when I could actually find a date I couldn't get gas. Traffic now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, talking to our friend Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, getting you ready for Thanksgiving. Mike, let's happy up and talk about an all-Louisiana table, some of the good Louisiana products we can get and put on our Thanksgiving table.
My goodness. Well, you've got to have some Louisiana sweet potatoes, those Evangelines, those Beauregards, or the Jolies. Mm-hmm. Of course, you've got to have some citrus products for your fruit salad. You can go and find some mustard greens, turnip greens, kale. And what about pecans?
Mm-hmm.
Got to be Louisiana pecans, some of those Bajorons, those Little Eva pecans, and Cane River. And, of course, your pecan pies, sweet potato pies, local bell peppers, tomatoes, corn, cabbage, broccoli, and so many mushrooms, fresh pickles, peppers, jalapenos, local honeys, okra, gumbo. Think about that, right? Think about the Thanksgiving gumbo with Louisiana rice. Oh, my goodness. And look, when you cook your gumbo, don't forget to put some crabs in there as well. You got to have some oysters in there, your oyster dressing. My goodness. It's just, as we say, certify your celebration. Look for those Louisiana products. And for your spices, look for that certified Louisiana family of spices. And really, as we say, spice it up and do it right. And it's going to be a great, great Thanksgiving. We just can't wait. There's so many wonderful spices. And rubs, you know, rub on your turkey, you know, and rub on any other meats that you're cooking. And, of course, when you're cooking your gumbos and everything, and just hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful time.
Right back at you, Mike. Good luck with the rowdy cousins.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we may put them to work. You know, this is a big farm. And after y'all have been fed, guess what? We got fence to fix.
Wear them
out. That's right. And I'm looking out for them. So we can eat again, right?
There you go. Wear them out. Get them hungry. Let them take a nap. That'll settle them down. Mike, y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving. God bless y'all, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on every week. We appreciate it. Same to you, sir. Mike Strang, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. When we come back, we're going to talk to Colin Grabo, Associate Director of the Herbert A. Stifel Center for Trade Policy Studies. I don't care if it's Republican. I don't care if it's Democrat. When we talk about tariffs, I just want it to be good for the economy and the country. Back in a flash, WWL.